VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump hosted talks Monday at the White House with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. They said they're both united in their conviction that strong nations must have strong borders. Mr. Conte spoke through an interpreter.
The European Union now has the responsibility to not leave the weight of the management of immigration on the shoulders of the countries of first arrival, like Italy is.
Mr. Trump said he's prepared to risk shutting down the government in forthcoming budget talks with Congress if lawmakers don't vote on his immigration reform proposals, including enhanced border security and a system based on merit.
We have to end these horrible catch and release principles where you catch somebody, you take their name and you release them. You don't even know who they are. And then they're supposed to come back to a court case where they want us to hire thousands of judges. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Mr. Trump, when asked about reaching out to Iran to ease tensions, said he's open to talks with his counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, and cited his talks with leaders of North Korea and Russia.
Do you have preconditions for that meeting?
No preconditions, no. They want to meet, I'll meet. Anytime they want. Anytime they want. It's good for the country, good for them, good for us, and good for the world.
The U.S. withdrew from the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran and is preparing to reimpose sanctions. Vote counting continues in Mali following Sunday's delayed presidential election. Despite being in the grips of jihadist violence, the country was able to complete the first round, although voting at hundreds of polling stations had to be halted. Mohamedou Camara, spokesman for incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta, indicated the trend appears to favor his candidate, but a spokesman for rival Soumaila Cisse, one of 23 challengers, predicted a second-round runoff will be necessary, scheduled August 12. This is VOA News. The Washington Post has reported that spy satellites detected renewed activity at a North Korean factory that produced the country's first intercontinental ballistic missiles. Monday's report comes as the U.S. is engaged in denuclearization talks with Pyongyang. Bruce Bennett is a senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation.
We have to ask, is North Korea just doing business as usual? They're just continuing what they were doing previously anyway. Or are they taking actions that they know the U.S. will see and trying to use those actions to push the U.S. to make more concessions?
The report indicates the North appears to be building one or two new liquid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missiles at the factory near Pyongyang. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Monday announced $113 million in assistance to countries in Southeast Asia.
These funds represent just a down payment on a new era in U.S. economic commitment to peace and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region.
Speaking to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Pompeo said the U.S. wants an open and free Asia, not dominated by any one country, a likely reference to China. U.S. officials said the funding is not aimed at competing with China's Belt and Road Development Program. Macedonia's parliament Monday set September 30th as the date for holding a referendum on the country's new name and membership in NATO and European Union. Under a deal reached with Greece, the former Yugoslav Republic agreed to change its name to North Macedonia. Greece objected to the original name, which is the same as its northern province. Malaysia's civil aviation chief resigned after a new report cited lapses in the country's air traffic control that contributed the disappearance of Malaysian MH370 4 years ago. Monday's report concluded the Boeing 777's cockpit controls were likely deliberately manipulated to take it off course, but failed to identify who was responsible. The flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 on board disappeared March 8, 2014, leaving one of commercial aviation's greatest mysteries still unsolved. The U.S. Monday said it's revoking the visas of Nicaraguan officials connected to a crackdown on anti-government protesters. President Daniel Ortega faces international condemnation for the crackdown on protests which erupted in April and led to hundreds of deaths. Congolese opposition leader Moise Katumbi plans to return to Democratic Republic of Congo this week after 2 years in exile to run in December's scheduled election. Katumbi, a businessman and former Katanga governor, left DRC May 2016 after being accused of plotting against President Joseph Kabila. Economic growth in the 19-member Eurozone slowed in the second quarter to 0.3%, down from 0.4% in the first quarter of 2018, perhaps a result of trade tensions with the U.S. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.